Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we take a look at the great feast that's coming up this Sunday. It's the Solemnity of All Saints. I love to read the lives of saints. Some of them are so hidden. I remember reading about one young man. He was just probably in his late teens, and he died. But he had so loved the Lord that he was within not very long. He was really considered in Rome as a saint. Brothers and sisters, many, many people are saints, I think, in the quiet of their own hearts and their own decisions. What about you? What about me? Do we really seek to love the Lord with all our heart and all our soul? Do we? Or is he just there, something that you pay token devotion, let's say, on Sunday? Are you a real, true believer that the saints have gone before you, that they await you, that God loves you, that God wants you to know him, love him, serve him, be happy with him in the next world? That's what I want. That's what I'm trying to live. So let us honor today the saints who have gone before us. Let's take a look at the readings. The first reading is taken from the book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 2 to 4, and then 9 to 14. I, John, saw another angel come up from the east, holding the seal of the living God. He cried out in a loud voice to the four angels who were given power to damage the land and the sea. Do not damage the land or the sea or the trees until we put the seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God. I heard the number of those who had been marked with the seal, 144,000 marked from every tribe of the children of Israel. And after this, I had a vision of a great multitude which no one could count, from every nation, race, people, and tongue. They stood before the throne and before the Lamb, wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation comes from our God, who is seated on the throne, and from the Lamb." All the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They prostrated themselves before the throne, worshiped God, and exclaimed, "Amen. Blessing and glory, wisdom and thanksgiving, honor, power, and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Even just that sentence from Scripture, I pray it often. Blessing and glory, wisdom and thanksgiving, honor, power, and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. It's a good thing to memorize and join with the choirs of angels around the throne of God and glorify him. And the reading goes on to say, "Then one of the elders spoke up and said to me, 'Who are these wearing white robes and where did they come from?' I said to him, 'My Lord, you are the one who knows.' And he said to me, 'These are the ones who have survived the time of great distress. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.'" That means we don't turn away from God. We turn more toward God to ask him to help us when we're in very difficult times. And we give him praise and honor, ask him to help us, take care of us. He will do so. And then we have Psalm 24. "Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face." Do you long to see God's face? I do. But I must admit that sometimes I say, "Yes, Lord, I do want to see you, but not quite yet." I might do that. And then I apologize right away and say, "Lord, I do wait for you, and I do long to see your face." The Lord's are the earth and its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. For he founded it upon the seas, he established it upon the rivers. Who can ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? One whose hands are sinless, whose heart is clean, who desires not what is vain. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord, a reward from God his Savior. Such is the race that seeks him, that seeks the face of the God of Jacob. Quite a psalm, Psalm 24. Encourage you to pray it often. And the second reading for this Sunday is John chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we, sinful creatures, may be called children of God. Yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. You think about that moment? I do. And when it is revealed, we shall be like him, and we shall see him as he is. I think about that a lot. Do you? Everyone who has this hope based on him makes himself pure as he is pure. God showers down grace when we turn to him, when we honor him, when we glorify him. Get rid of all swearing. Get rid of any kind of blaspheming. Please, brothers and sisters, get rid of it, because your God watches you and he watches over you and he desires to care for you. And when we get into some kind of tirade, sometimes we push him away from us. Don't do that. Draw near. And then we see the gospel for today, the gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, as he wants to teach us. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You know that saying, much always wants more. And we can become people who just, oh, I want to have this, or I want to buy that, I want to need this, I like that, I really would like to have this, etc., etc. But, brothers and sisters, blessed are the poor in spirit. To ask for what I need, absolutely. To ask at times for something I would like, yes. But not to be saying, me, me, me. I want this. I want that. I want this way. I want it that way. I want it in that kind of paper. All that kind of thing. No. No. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn our loved ones. We will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, the ones who don't try to lord it over other people. You can exercise authority if you're in that position, but blessed are the meek. You don't try to trounce on people or shut them up. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. You want what is right and good, you will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, we've gotten into situations where people are accusing of us of something that's not, we never did it, but they're falsely accusing us of it. That takes time and that takes patience. But brothers and sisters, first of all, pray. Then get a good lawyer. Don't go to the lawyer first. Pray. Ask God to help you so that you know what will best change that person. You might not live to see it, but God will touch them in some way. Pray for them. Don't pray against them. Ask God to touch their hearts and change them. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Think of that. Your glory will be great in heaven. My goodness, brothers and sisters, think of it, all the angels and saints around God today. Think of it. Rejoicing with him, celebrating with him. People who have gone before us, people we know who are now in heaven, are rejoicing with God. I want to live my life so that I too can join them. Don't you? Or do you say, I have too much to do. I don't have time for that. You mean you don't have time to draw near to God, to follow him, that you may have eternal life in heaven? Because that's what's promised you if you follow him. So on this All Saints Day, let's ask all of them. This is the one day when I do it. I ask all of them to pray for me. I ask them to bring me. There's certainly I have saints that I love very much, but on this day, I ask God that all of them would pray for me, that I may see him. Is that selfish? I don't mean it to be. You can join me in it. But let us give God the worship that belongs to him. Let us honor those who have gone before us, those who see his face and are with him. And let us pray for those in purgatory that they may see him again, that God may gift them in some way, as only God can do. Oh, brothers and sisters, I want to be with all the saints in heaven. Don't you? I really do. I want to be with them. I want to be before the throne of God. I don't know what it will be like. Will I get bored? No, I know I won't get bored. But I don't know what it will be like. But it's what I want, because God promised it to us. And God's promise is way beyond any promise that we make. His promise is infallible. It's true for those who seek to follow him. Brothers and sisters, if today may be the first day you're even considering following him, I want to encourage you, as well as those listening who have listened for years and paid attention to God's word for years, I want you to open your hearts, because God has even more grace for you this day. And I pray that all of you, we may see one another in heaven. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.